This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. President Donald Trump Tuesday said he's determined that it's best for the U.S. to remain a steadfast partner with Saudi Arabia, despite accusations surrounding the crown prince that he ordered the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi.
And I'm not going to tell a country that's spending hundreds of billions of dollars and has helped me do one thing very importantly, keep oil prices down so that they're not going to $100 and $150 a barrel. Right now, we have oil prices in great shape. I'm not going to destroy the world economy, and I'm not going to destroy the economy for our country by being foolish with Saudi Arabia.
Mr. Trump acknowledged Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman may have had knowledge of the Khashoggi murder at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, but views Riyadh as a counterweight to Iran's influence. Abandoning the Saudi kingdom, he said, would be, in his words, a terrible mistake. Turkey's Foreign Minister Mevlüt Cavusoglu was in Washington Tuesday, meeting with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. He said many questions remain unanswered about the Khashoggi case, who is behind it, who gave the orders. He said Ankara does not believe the team that confronted Khashoggi at the Saudi consulate did not kill him on their own. The Saudi crown prince has repeatedly denied having any knowledge of the killing. The Central Intelligence Agency said it believes Khashoggi's death was ordered directly by the crown prince. The U.S. Defense Department Tuesday said nearly 40 al-Shabaab militants were killed in Somalia in two airstrikes carried out on Monday and done in coordination with Somali forces. Last month, the U.S. military said it killed dozens of militants in a single airstrike, with some 100 killed a year ago in attacks on al-Shabaab training camps. President Donald Trump has ordered stepped-up action against the insurgency in Somalia by the U.S. Africa Command. This is VOA News. U.N. envoy to Yemen Martin Griffiths headed back to the region Wednesday to give impetus to the peace process as fighting flared for control of the vital Red Sea port city of Hodeidah Tuesday. Mr. Griffiths will try to bring the Shia Houthi rebels and the Saudi-backed Yemeni government together to end the four-year conflict. Meanwhile, at the Tharaa Hospital in Hodeidah, airstrikes and artillery shells have increased the number of patients. Dr. Ahmed Mogam said in the past 2 weeks, of 26 patients received, 8 have died. He said the numbers are rising. The U.S. Tuesday announced new sanctions to disrupt an Iranian-Russian network that sent millions of barrels of oil to Syria and hundreds of millions of dollars to groups, militant groups backed by Iran. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
This is in exchange for the movement of hundreds of millions of dollars to the IRGC Quds Force. That money is then passed on to terrorist organizations like Hezbollah and Hamas. The United States, in its continued efforts, will not allow these dirty dealings to flourish. Iran will not be allowed to exploit the international financial system to hide revenue streams it uses to fund terrorist activity, support sectarian militias abusing civilian populations, or to destabilize the region.
The U.S. Treasury said since 2014, vessels carrying Iranian oil switched off their transponders to conceal those deliveries. South Korea Wednesday announced it will close a controversial Japanese-funded foundation created 3 years ago to help so-called comfort women forced into sexual slavery during World War II. Japan's prime minister warned that move risks damaging bilateral relations. Tokyo has apologized for the actions of its troops during the war and set up a nearly $9 million compensation fund. The global police organization Interpol has selected South Korean Kim Jong-un as its new president, turning back a bid by Russia's candidate Alexander Pokropchuk, the agency's vice president, to replace Meng Hongwei, who disappeared in his native China in September and was charged with corruption. British Prime Minister May is meeting the European Union Commission president in Brussels Wednesday to review terms of Britain's departure, known as Brexit. Meanwhile, Northern Ireland's Democratic Unionist Party, a member of the Prime Minister's minority government, issued a warning, changed the terms of the deal, or risk losing its support. Its leader, Sammy Wilson.
She's on the collision course not just with us. She's on the collision course with her own party, substantial members of her own party.
The DUP opposes the Brexit deal's plan to keep the border with the Irish Republic open after Brexit weakening the union by creating separate trade rules for Northern Ireland. Former South African Archbishop Desmond Tutu presided over the awarding of the International Children's Peace Prize to students who survived a mass shooting at a Florida high school and campaigned for tighter gun control. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, my mind. Plug in Africa. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van. There's going to be some real hot rocking sounds from across this great continent of Africa. But later on today, my guest on the show is going to be Sierra Leone gospel music sensation, Maki Scott. She's right here in the USA and she's going to be with me. So stay tuned and don't go away because she's got some classics for you. And there's going to be a brand new song that has not been played anywhere. It's going to be played on the show and on Voice of America for the very first time. So don't go away. Let's start off right now with Young Sal, who is also visiting the U.S. from the West African nation of Sierra Leone, and he calls this one, shh. That means quiet. Don't speak. Don't say a word. Just shh. And right after that, Casanova, the sound of Stanley Inao from Cameroon. Love this one. And Angela by Kwame Eugene of Ghana. But let's take it to the top right now with Young Sal in the track, shh.
He say make no Allah. I say okay. He say shh. You still they talk. I say he say shh. He say make no Allah. I say okay. He say shh. You still they talk. I say he say shh. He say make no Allah. I say okay. He say shh. You still they talk. I say he say shh. He say make no Allah. I say okay. He say. You still the talk. I say, it's a. It's a mekano Allah. In people, let's sit on a pala. But always I risk me life. Go peninsula with Sokada. I make a lidona gota. Fashion at the cover like a spider. Puts off me cellular. Even me close self chairing at the window. Then I tell him, Tahulu, me jombete. Me jombete, hi, me bambete. Me darnante galle de lelata. Me adante boy di agolata. Hey, Tahulu, me jombete. Me jombete, hi, me bambete. Me darnante galle de lelata. Me adante boy di agolata, golata. I say, make no Allah. I say, okay. I say, you still the talk. I say, I say, I say, make no Allah. I say, okay. I say, you still the talk. I say, it's a deal.
Yeah, baby, you my cherry coco. Come give me running mates like cherry coco. You say me cano ala. Make a come up be a woman de way yala. You know Andy Paiko when you make a bang. Or track knock a young sale make a bang. I not go do one make you feel like make you ala. I go do one side full cause you people in a pala. And for me racist cause I left my way yala. I'ma make you follow you cause I get the banana. Can't write for the team no ala. If it is short we go find that. So I'ma give you from the back in the truck in the back. Let me relax your mind girl. We in the lab. Hey G what? Hey what's the song boo?
You still the talk. I say it. He say
now let's take this message which says, wow, David, you are too much. I am Ekume Henry from Benue State in Nigeria. And another message says, David, I am loving your show. This one is coming from Godwin Oguchi.
She be telling me, say, yeah, be gonna go now. La baby me dijo she gonna go now. It's time like you know to get over, over.
I do.
You go, it's over, over.
Leave me alone.
Elle a fouillé dans mon iPhone, Ce qu'elle a trouvé dans mon Snapchat, C'est le nom, helele. C'est le haya, haya.
Mama.
She be calling me Casanova. She calls me Casanova. Casanova. She calls me Casanova. Casanova.
Yeah, yeah. Me, you're not be Casanova.
Je pourrais pas te ramener si bas. C'est que t'as vu dans mon fond, j'ai des bébés bios qui me kiffent. La rue star, yeah. I'm a star, mami. They got nothing on you, mami. Elles n'ont rien sur toi, elles n'ont rien sur toi. T'es mon étoile, mami. Oh. Elle a fouillé dans mon iPhone, C'est qu'elle a trouvé dans mon Snapchat, C'est le nom,
Angela by Kwame Eugene of Ghana, and right before that, Casanova by Stanley Ena of Cameroon, and Shh by Young Sal of Sierra Leone. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Van Lee here in Washington.
Remember this, it's African Beat, bang, 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 gong, gong, yeah, live and direct, David Van Lee on VOA, so can say that.
Welcome back to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Don't forget, my guest will be here very shortly, and that is gospel recording artist Mackie Scott from Sierra Leone, and you're gonna enjoy this because it was a great interview. And hey, watch out for the video live on Facebook and on YouTube. It's gonna be out there. And just before we go into the next music, let me just take these messages. And this one says, good day, my dear brother David. I love you and your way of animating your emissions. Be happy. Whatever that means, just reading it as you wrote it. All right. Thank you very much, Charles Shimbumbe of Elebo, Democratic Republic of Congo. And another message here says, African Beat, a moment without you makes me incomplete. Keep it up, David. And please play something really nice for my lovely lady, Faith Usman. I am Everson Danielle from Taraba State in Nigeria. And so let's go now with some music, which says, Marry You. This is done for us by Diamond Platinum of Tanzania featuring Neo. And right after that, Daja by Kobazi of Liberia. And let's go back now and let's take it up with Marry You by Diamond Platinum of Tanzania.
Where went to? war with the Lama Swat. Come on in Gache. Come on, Miss Weaver. Come on in Gache.
I
wonder party. I need a party. We can take it on the sofa. It's 2 in the morning. We can take it to the bay. Then I will kiss your lips. The way you want it, you got me screaming. I know it's me, but maybe we can do it like Valentine. Baby, I'm feeling you. The way you just kissing me.
Kubazi of Liberia, and before that, Marry You by Diamond Platinums of Tanzania featuring Neil. Well, relax and don't go away. When I come back, my guest, Marky Scott from Sierra Leone, will be right here on the show. Escape from the humdrum and dance to the beat of an African drum. Hi, I am David Van, host of the Voice of America's African Beat. Splendid sounds from the continent that all humanity calls home. Join me Monday through Friday for a soothing musical jam. I guarantee it. Hello again, Africa. Welcome back to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. Yes, well, today is very special because my guest is a sensational gospel recording artist from Sierra Leone, West Africa. And this lady is an award-winning artist, and she's here in the United States. And I say, hey, sister, you cannot go back to Africa without giving us some of that track. And my guest is the award-winning Marky Scott from Sierra Leone. Welcome to the African Beat, Marky.
Thank you very much, David.
Wow. No, seeing you, it's been like over 20 years or 25 years.
Over
20, like that.
Yeah. Over 25 wow. years, yeah.
I left you, you were like...
Oh, really? I was not like that.
By the way, I just want to reflect a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I want to remember Marky in those days, in those years, mm-hmm. when it all started. You know, I could remember you with the Sisters with Attitude.
SWA. Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know, let's go back to those days. What actually dragged you into it?
First of all, I think I'm a born singer. When I was a kid at the age 8, I was with a group called Moritan Barracks Dance Troupe. We used to go to Laka. We used to go to Toke to perform for white people. And I started singing since then. And then after some time, at the age 14, 15, I was singing one day at home, and one of my friends had me singing, and he said, "Oh, Maki, I think you can sing. You need to go to the studio and do a song." I said, I was like, "How? How is it possible?" And even when I was going to school, my friends, all of my friends knows that I love singing. I have a ledger of songs. Yeah. After my exams, I'll go through those songs.
So you were
songs.
One of those people that used to write songs.
Oh, yeah, I'll write songs and buy the words. Oh, my God, I love singing. And so when he heard me singing, he said, "Maki, I want you to come to studio with me, to the studio with me." I was like, "I don't think I can do it." He said, "You can." And when we go to the studio, they asked me to sing, and I started singing.
And you started singing?
Yeah.
And since then, you've never stopped?
I've never stopped, Maki's and I will never stop. Stopped. Oh, yeah.
The sensational African gospel singer from Sierra Leone.
I know, right?
Okay, but by then you were singing secular, right?
Yeah, secular, yeah.
Okay, and so how did you get into the Sisters with Attitude?
Okay, when I get to the studio, I met this guy called Saisa. He's a producer. I think you know Saisa. Since then, the other girls, they came to the studio, and then we formed a group called Queens of Melody. The name of the group was Queens of Melody at first, and we released our first album, which was not successful. And then all of a sudden, Jimmy B came to town, and then he heard about
Paradise
us.
Records
yeah, and he formed Paradise Records. And then when we went to the studio to visit, Jimmy B, and then he said, "Oh, I want to change the name of your group from Queens of Melody to Sisters with Attitude." Okay. And I was like, "Why?" And he said, "You guys have attitude, so we need to change your name. And the name will sell you that quick. We'll hit that quick." And then we were like, "Okay, let's try it." And then we started singing again.
And then one of my favorite songs was created, and that is Africa.
I know, right? Africa. No, that song is one of my best songs too.
I love that song. And can you just give me a taste of it? I'm taking you back a little bit before I come to who Maki Scott is today.
Okay.
All right? Just give me an a cappella of that song. I love it. I play it sometime.
I take a look around my beautiful Africa. Structures of poverty, war and crime is all that I see. I can't get it over with my brothers killing one another.
I know, right?
Sometimes I wonder if this is how we were meant to be. That's why we sing the song for Africa.
You see?
A song for peace and unity. We sing the song for Africa.
Yes. You know, okay. It's all right. I don't want you to push me that far. I know I'm a very good singer.
Oh, really? I've never heard you sing.
But what do you think I was doing just now?
Oh.
I was giving you backup.
Oh, really? Oh, my God. You take the last word. Anyway.
I was backing you up, right?
Yeah,
at least
great.
Show some appreciation.
Of course. Okay, thank you for that.
Thank you. You know, that's my favorite
song. Because it's your favorite song, that's
yes,
right.
Yes, I love it. I love it. You know, so thank you so much. And we say big thanks to somebody like Jimmy B, you know,
for
putting Sierra Leone music
I'm
out
always
there
grateful
on the world
to him.
Yes, we're all grateful, you know. Grateful. So now, bum, bum, bum. We're coming now to home base.
Yeah.
To what Maki Scott is today. Sisters with Attitude is gone.
Yeah.
That attitude is left out there.
Yeah.
So, do you still have the same attitude now that you are a gospel singer?
I never had a bad attitude in the first place.
I'm not saying it's bad.
Uh-huh.
I said with.
Okay.
It can be any kind of attitude.
Of course, because my attitude for God is positive because I want people to realize that God is God. When you seek him, you will find him.
All right. And so we're going to start with the first gospel song that she's going to sing for us today. And that is "Na You the Rain."
Oh, yeah.
And when we come back, we'll talk about it. Let's check this song right now. "Na You the Rain" with Maki Scott.
Join me as we sing the song. people them can wonder. When sin can make me stronger, not because I taught you not me shoulder. Now you don't make me bolder. Anytime I pass you there with me, anything I do you no go left me. You give me money, us and everything. Yeah. Anytime I pass you there with me, anything I do you no go left me. You give me money, us and everything. Jesus, now you there.
Now, I couldn't believe what I was seeing.
It's the work of God.
So, the song, Now You The Rain,
mm-hmm.
you know, I know it's a beautiful song. It's done in Creole, you know, mixed with a little bit of English, you know. But sometimes I ask people, what inspired you to sing that song?
You know, when I think about my life, when I was coming up, I came from a very poor background. Of course, you know that. My mom, my father, they were very, very poor. When I'm telling you poor, we were poor. And then When I think about the way I grew up, becoming this powerful, this great, it's only the hand of God that will do that. Because I never knew I would travel. I never knew that I would sing and become a star, a superstar for my country. I never knew it would happen to someone like me. And then...
Because you think you, your family and yourself...
Yes. So but one thing I knew when I was coming up is that I knew that I was not going to be like my parents. I'm going to be the different one. I'm going to be the blessed one. I'm going to be the one with so much ambition and to change the story of my family. Because I knew it when I was coming up. And to be honest with you, David, God has been so faithful to me. He took me from nothing and made me something. Just look at me, David. You know me now. So it's God. That is why I did that song. Because now you the rain. Because people look at me sometimes and they say, Maki, how? How did you do it? How? Sometimes, even myself, it's unbelievable. It's sometimes, I don't believe the way how things are working for me. The way things go. The way God is putting things together for me. Sometimes I feel like I don't even deserve it, but because of His grace, and I was chosen to be somebody great, so things are just working like that. So you know, now
when you talked about poor, the how poor you were, how poor your family, you know,
I'm not ashamed to say that.
Yeah, no, I had this friend who was a guest on my show. He said he came from Uganda. He's called Pastor Okudi, George Okudi.
Okay.
He said, David, he said, when I'm talking about poor, he said, my family was so poor. He said, when poor people call you poor, when people who are poor, they call you poor. He said, that's how poor I was. David. And today, it's a different ball game. And so you're seeing yourself that this is a different person.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that is what brought about this song.
David, yes, because let me tell you, at the age 8, I was living with my auntie. I used to sell a lot of things. I used to sell soap. I had no... We call it soda soap.
Soda soap.
You know soda soap, right? Mm-hmm. I used to sell ice and kerosene at the age 8.
At age 8?
Yeah.
So instead of going to school...
No, I'll go to school. After school, I had to go sell. And one day, I was almost raped.
Wow.
At that age. But God saved me through, the caretaker of the compound. You know, I was saved. For any time I think about that. And, oh my God,
right.
God is faithful, David. God is faithful and God is so great. God has done so much. It's unexplainable.
Yeah, I can feel that. And I can feel, you know, even when you talk right now, it's like it is happening right now.
Oh yeah.
But, you know, it's just wonderful. You know, it's like a journey.
Of course,
on a journey. You are on a journey.
And I have a long way to go.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And you know, when I looked at my list here, you have another song that is called The One.
Yeah.
And I play this song sometimes, I listen to it. You see, I can never run away from you.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Let's get into that a little
bit. The reason why I say that, you know, David, I've been toying with God. I'm not going to joke about it. I'm not going to lie about it. When I got the call from God, I was like, I'm not going to do it. I'm not ready for that. I still want to do my secular song because people love me
people
when I'm doing
you,
that.
People love you and that is what will bring so the fast
thinking,
money and the spotlight.
Will my fans follow me? Will my fans love me for that? You know, I keep going back and forth. I said, one day I'll just drop it and then continue with my worldly stuff and all. But one day... I was praying and fasting because anytime I make attempt to go record my worldly album, no one will help me. I'll run out of money. Hey. So one day I was praying, I said, God, you need to direct me. What you want me to do? What do you want me to do? Do you want me to serve you? Do you want me to sing for you for the rest of my life? Let me know. Give me a sign. Because I'm not gonna sing like that. If you want me to sing for you, I wanna be special. I wanna be a prophetess. I wanna sing. I wanna do great things for you that will lift the spirit of people. and that will transform lives for the lives of people. I said, so I need to be special. Just let me be special. And I'm not gonna sing just like that. I need you to give me songs. I just don't want to write from my head. You give me songs. So,
and you're the one.
Yeah, the one.
All right. We're going to come right back, but now we're going to take the song, The One. And this is by our guest today, Mackie Scott. Enjoy it. We'll be right back.
Oh, I'll never run away from you. No, never.
Even if I don't get nothing, nor get anything, Lord, I still depend on you. Even if I run away from you, you still they watch over me. 'Cause you call me and you raise me from the pit. Lord, you call me and you appoint me for your work. From you, 'cause you are the one who rescued me. Lord, you are my hope and you are my righteousness. Even if I have everything, it would mean nothing without you. Lord, you are the one for me. Sometimes when thinking's ganga, life can be so hard. Lord, you're always there for me. When life can be so tough, oh, yeah, you're still there. Oh, and you never let me down.
Yes, you were nailed on the cross.
'Cause you were nailed on the cross just for me.
Yes, you are.
It's a price that you paid to set me free.
Raise me up, now I'm standing on the clouds. My life has a meaning, and Jesus is the reason I sing. Whoa, whoa. My life is yours, my life is yours. Whoa. 'Cause you raised me up onto the highest place, and you gave me a song to sing your praise.
Can you sing that last part again? Just an a cappella.
I will never run away from you, 'cause you are the one who rescued me. Lord, you are my hope and you are my righteousness.
Wow.
Even if I have everything, it will mean nothing without you. Lord, you are the one for me.
So, did your fans that used to adore you when you were doing African secular music follow you?
David, let me tell you something. There was a day when I had an interview with, I think it was Radio Democracy or something. And somebody called and said, Mackie. In fact, I was a Muslim before, let me tell you that. I'm a born Muslim. I was a born Muslim. But now I'm a born again, and I'm proud to say that I'm a born again for Jesus. You know, most of my fans, they called and said, Maki, because of this, we'll follow your footstep. We'll become a Christian because of that. And I feel so blessed because of that. Because for any time I go anywhere, people will be blessed. People will be so blessed with my songs.
So your life was changed. Mm-hmm. And in turn, you changed their lives.
Of course, yeah.
Maki Scott.
Mm. Wow. It's me, David.
Maki Scott.
I know.
You know, I can remember a long, long time ago at a British Council, you guys had a... with Dr. Spencer, you launched a CD,
and yeah, I was
emceeing that, the first album.
Yeah, of course you were there.
And I looked at all these young girls on that stage, and I said, look at Maki now.
I know, right? It is the hand of God, David, to be honest.
So how do you think, now that you are doing this kind of music, that will help change the lives of other people? Because, you know, to just say I'm going to get up and sing because of the money, and you could have stayed secular and make some big, quick money,
I know,
fame and everything. So how do you think you can change lives?
David, first of all, my passion is for, because I know there are a lot of people out there who are heartbroken, who are lost, who are so down. And that is why when I'm praying for songs, I always tell God to give me a spirit-filled song that will touch the lives of people. And if you listen my songs, they are meaningful. I don't just sing like that. And I believe through my ministration or through my songs, people are being blessed. People are blessed, yeah. So my song is really reaching out to people. And so many people can testify about that. So it's a thumbs up for God, not me.
So, you know, now you are this big superstar in Sierra Leone, Maki Scott.
How I wish.
So, what about what about the money?
David, let me tell you, I'm going to be honest with you. Gospel in Sierra Leone, there's nothing in it. I'm going to be plain. I'm going to be frank about it.
So you spend money. You go to the studio.
I spend my money to do... First of all, the studio that I'm working, I pay a lot of money to do my songs. I don't go to this...
Makeshift
studios. I work in one of the best studios in town. And it's cost a lot. To be honest, I've never gained anything from it.
So how do you think you are going to continue this? Because if you're not making money from it...
David, God is providing... That's how, I don't know how it happened. God is providing for me to do my songs. I know one day I'm going to break forth. There comes the blessing and the money.
Now, talking about breaking forth, the next song that you're going to perform for us is called I'm Breaking.
Yeah, Breaking Barriers.
And this is a brand new song that has not been played on
any radio station.
No musical set from the studio. African Beat on the Voice of America is going to be the first place where this song is going to be played, and you are going to perform it.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I am ready.
So you're still looking forward to that day?
I'm still looking forward because my faith is unshakable. I know I'm going to hit the world, not Sierra Leone, but the world as a whole. It will come to pass.
And who is your greatest idol?
My greatest idol?
Well, I mean singing, like those big stars.
Oh, let me tell you. Let me start from Sierra Leone. Mm-hmm. Millicent Rhodes, Cordelia, Sister Cordelia, Hannah Williams, and some of the main... I don't remember their names. But in America, one of my greatest mentor is Donnie McLaughlin.
Donnie? Yeah. He's a man.
And J.J. Hersin or something? J.J. Of course, Tasha Cobbs.
Tasha
Jacqueline
Cobbs.
Carr.
Okay.
I love.
Wow. So you, wow. I hope that this will take you to those heights.
I hope so, because I love those people. For any time they minister, I will say to myself, I'm going to sing with those people.
Yes, and she's going to sing for us right now. I Am Breaking is what's going to come up right now. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. And my guest is Marquis Scott, a sensational gospel singer from Sierra Leone.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Minister Marquis.
I know you have been cast down.
Repent,
despised,
broken.
But I'm here to tell you that everything is about to change, because you're going to break barriers for divine acceleration. Hallelujah! I've been cast down, broken, speed on, light on. No one to hold my hands, no one to comfort me. Seven times I fall, seven times I rise. Jehovah lift me up, he never let me down. I believe, just believe. Everybody, I am breaking, breaking barriers for divine acceleration in my life. Hey, we are breaking, breaking barriers for divine acceleration in our lives. Hallelujah, 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 into your name. Hallelujah, 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 Christ is easy.
Worship you,
hallelujah, hallelujah.
He will turn everything for your good, just like Joseph, who was misunderstood. My Jesus, he will do it for you. Just believe. He will save you from oppression, save you from depression,
oh, yeah,
save you from poverty. Just believe.
Just believe.
Just believe.
If I wasn't busted, I wasn't cost,
yeah,
I wasn't made adjusted, I wouldn't be here to tell you the pains that he bears. I was full of fear, troubles of the world and care. I listened to the sound of the world, I was good and cheered. So my God said, yeah, come my dear, I could show you love and care. All your enemies, no go spare. You love God, ide baby, almost see me they share. See your love for my life, all my enemies they fear. All my enemies they fear.
I don't know. I don't know what is happening, but Maki, I am telling you, for every song that you have done here today, brings me to a different level.
I know.
It brings me to a different level. Mm. I'm breaking, yes, brand new.
I am breaking.
Thank you so much for giving Voice of America and African Beat the opportunity to be the first place where this can be heard all over the world.
Breaking.
You know, yeah. Yeah, we beat them to that. We beat them to that, you know. So I know in all this life, you know, now you're married. You're not that tiny Marcus Scott that we used to know.
I'm not tiny.
Okay. Sorry. This Marcus. You know, it's like our parents. We never grow old in their eyes.
You know,
we're something. Still that kid, that toddler that used to run around
my
the
God.
House.
Sometimes I can be so mad on my mom. You know, for all the time she'll look at me, Mackie is my baby. She's still a kid. I was like, how can you call me a kid? I'm a grown up woman.
So talk to Mama now. Talk to Mama. See, Mama, I'm in America now.
I know, right? Anyway. Want to talk to my mom?
Yes, talk to your mom.
First of all, I want everybody to know
I want you to call her name.
Mama Musu Kwange, uh-huh. I love you so much. You are an inspiration to me. You know, I am so inspired by you because you are that strong and powerful woman. Without God and you, I would not have made it to this point. That is why I love my mom so much. She was there every bit of the way, every time she will be there for me, for all of us. And I am so proud of her, even though she's sick right now. But I pray for the hand of God to heal her because she needs to see the outcome of me.
And you are a grown woman now with a family.
Mm-hmm.
And tell me about family life.
I am married to a wonderful man and I have a son. His name is Ezra.
Ezra. Oh. Yeah. Hello, Ezra. How are you
know,
doing?
Right? Ezzy. That's my Ezzy. I call him Ezzy. Ezzy Bobo. I love him so much. That kid is great. And I love my husband. Iqbal Scott, wherever you are, if you're watching, that's me, your wife.
Okay, well, it's so wonderful having you here with me today in the studio. And I know it's been a while. The last time you were here, we had no chance to come.
I know.
You said, this time I have to be here. I have to be on the African
and
beat.
I feel so proud.
And I am
so
more proud
blessed
of you.
To be here.
I am more proud of you.
Thank you, David.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you, David.
You know, and you know, there is... I'll call it one of your hit songs that
I know.
We played some time ago. In Ori, Jesus in Ori, Depami. And talking about Ori, there's a name for it in English. Something Butter.
Shea Butter. Yeah.
Yeah, Shea Butter. So, and you rub
But the meaning of it, let me tell you, the Ori that I meant is the anointing of God.
Okay.
The anointing of God is all
it's over, all over you.
Yeah.
And so, before we close, I want you to talk to your fans out there because some of us are looking forward to where Mackie is going to be because for the last 20, 25 years that I used to see you to where you are now, man, it's marvelous. So I'm just looking, I'm not going to give 25 years anymore. I'm going to give the next 5 years that, hey, this is going to be right at the pinnacle. David. So talk to your fans out there. Right, let me hear.
By His grace, not mine, because I have no power on my own. By His grace, in the next 5 years, I'm going to be one of the most popular gospel artists in Africa and also the world. I don't know how it's going to happen. To be honest, I don't know. But I believe it will happen someday. In the next 5 years.
Wow.
Because I'm not going to stop. Nothing will stop me to sing for God. And I know that God that I'm serving and the God that I'm singing for is going to take me there.
Well, I want to thank you very much. It's been
a pleasure
having you here today.
You're welcome, David.
And I hope that you will not forget us at VOA and African Beat. Anytime you're around... You know,
definitely. I'll buzz your phone.
We'll have a good time when we come back to the studio. Maybe some other new song would have come, and then nobody's
going
to play it, and we can play it here.
When I go back,
first.
I'm going to work on more songs.
And please don't forget to send them here first.
Of course, I'm going to do that.
Great.
Trust me. Now.
All right. Well, with that, I just want to say a very big thank you to all our fans out there, to all our listeners and our viewers across Africa and across the world. As you keep listening to this show, don't stop. Just keep going. And on behalf of my engineers and technicians out there, I want to say thank you to them. And to my guest, Marcus Scott.
Yes, David.
Thank you.
You're world.
Thanks for sharing your songs with us. You know, it's been wonderful. It's been very inspirational to see you here do these songs. And it's been great. And so we'll now climax with this one. You have to dance to it, okay? You have to dance to this one. Because this is danceable. It's movable. And it's shakeable. So I'll now leave you with Marquis Court in Jesus in Ori Depamine. That means, just like she said, it's all over her. Till we meet again, I am David Vanney here in Washington, saying bye-bye.
Yeah, Jesus in Ori Day all over, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Your blessings are endless, from nothing to success. Jehovah, you too good, yeah. Not for Illuminati, no see me they go, you they envy. Jehovah, you too good, yeah. And because of the glow and the shine, make you want try for kill me, join. But the God within I'm inside, don't make me all invisible. Not to juju, not to seven. Jesus, the only day for me.
Jesus, the only day for me. Jesus, the only day for me. Jesus, the only day for me.